Welcome to Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. Let's face it, we're fat. 2 out of every 3 Americans are either overweight or obese, and many say the culprit is fast food. Consumer advocate Ralph Nader calls the double cheeseburger a weapon of mass destruction. A growing number of consumers have seemingly gotten the message from the U.S. Surgeon General that the supersizing of America is a public health hazard. But still, the hamburger reigns supreme at Burger King, McDonald's, and the like. But a new breed of so-called healthy fast food restaurants is shaking up the nation's food chain. Bruce Gellerman has our story.
Go to a typical fast food restaurant and you might find a poster of a colonel or a plastic clown greeting you. But visit Au Naturals, and it's possible you'll be met at the door by President and Chief Executive Officer Matt McCabe.
Hello.
Hi.
You always greet people at the door?
Yeah. You know, you're only as good as your next customer, and you can have a great idea for a restaurant, but if the customer doesn't have a great experience there, then they don't come back.
Au Naturals' idea is to create a chain of all-natural, organic, fast-casual restaurants. Right now, it's the first and only all-organic chain in the nation. Admittedly, Au Naturals is nothing more than a single sesame on a huge bun. There are only 4 Au Naturals. They're all in New England. McDonald's, by comparison, has 13,000 in the United States alone and serves millions of customers a day. But Mac McCabe sees those customers as naturals for Au Natural.
You know, early on, people would say, oh, it's a vegetarian restaurant. And it's like, no, it's a natural and organic restaurant.
But when, you know, somebody drives in, they don't know this place, and they said, oh, yeah, vegan, you're going to scare them to death.
Well, I am, except it's sitting right next to a steak sandwich.
That's a steak sandwich made from free-range beef. It's made with organic whole wheat flatbread baked right before your eyes. Au Naturals doesn't serve French fries. It serves organic heirloom roasted potatoes. There's blue cheese. There's brie, not your typical fast food fare, nor are Asian-style noodles or wild salmon or bison burgers. The bison are harvested on Nature Conservancy land by Native Americans. This may all sound like a throwback to the 60s, but Au Naturals is anything but a hippie fast food fantasy. This is a consumer-tested business, from vegan soup to organic nuts.
I think part of what we set out to do here is redefine what fast food is all about.
Gary Hirschberg came up with a concept for Au Naturals. He's a legend in organic food circles. Hirschberg started out 20 years ago with 5 cows and an idea. Today, his Stonyfield Farm company is the largest organic yogurt company in the world. Hirschberg wants to apply the same principles to create a chain of healthy fast food restaurants.
I'm not going to tell you what's healthy for you, but I am going to tell you that by being organic, there is the absence of bad stuff. I'm going to guarantee you that every drop of dairy in this place is made from cows who are not injected with synthetic hormones. I can tell you that every bite of bread is going to be pure organic. And you know, a lot of people say organic isn't proven, but the reality is that it's chemicals that aren't proven.
The Au Naturals concept doesn't stop with food. It includes the restaurants. This one in Acton, Massachusetts, has brown leather couches and wood chairs and tables. Hirschberg says the restaurants are environmental statements.
It's very important to us that the experience be green. The panels here is post-harvest wheat chaff. We even have plastics in here that are made on the tables that are made from recycled yogurt containers. We have all recycled materials, all the wood in the place. Particularly the doors and windows are taken from old naval air stations, which is really swords into plowshares, I guess.
It's an ambitious plan, but it's not unprecedented. Healthy fast food restaurants have been tried before. In the 1980s, there was Delights. The light burger chain quickly grew to 100 units, then the company went belly up. McDonald's came out with its McLean Deluxe a few years ago. That was a low-cal burger. It, too, was a belly flop. So were Taco Bell's recent Border Light offerings. Robin Lee Allen is an editor at Nation's Restaurant News. It's a trade publication that follows the fast food industry.
The biggest problem is that consumers say they want one thing and then they choose not to buy it when it's available. And it's the perception, whether it's right or wrong, that if things are more healthful, quote unquote, they do not taste as good as things that come out of the deep fryer or are laden with chocolate sauce.
But Robin Lee Allen says tastes and demographics are changing. Aging boomers want more than a burger these days. They're increasingly health conscious, and their kids more sophisticated about food. It's a changing landscape with more fast food restaurants that cater to health conscious consumers. Here at Fresh City in Newton, Massachusetts, they're whipping up a Berry Best smoothie. That's a blend of strawberries and blueberries. I go for one with a so-called stress reducer that adds ginseng, bee pollen, and calcium to the mix. Bruce Reinstein and his brother built their first Fresh City a few years ago. Now there are 11. Like O'Naturals, Fresh City serves up wraps, sandwiches, salads, and stir fries. It even has miso. Bruce Reinstein says the food at Fresh City is fresh, but it's not organic.
You know, it's nice to have healthy foods. But more importantly, it's nice to give people the options to what they want. Because people want to eat healthy, but a lot of people want to feel that they're eating healthy. And it's really up to them to decide what dressing they want to put on, what sauce they want to put on. Do they want sesame noodles in their wrap, or do they want a simple jasmine rice? It's really their choice.
But it can be difficult to choose the healthy from the potentially harmful. Fresh City does have many low-cal, low-fat offerings, but its teriyaki wrap, while fresh, has as much fat as a Big Mac and nearly twice the calories.
Just because something's fresher doesn't mean it's necessarily more healthful.
Again, Nation's restaurant news editor, Robin Lee Allen.
I think what happens is people get confused between, you're talking about two different things. One side is what's more healthful, what's low-fat, what's, you know, lower in calories, lower in sodium, lower in cholesterol, and what's fresh, what's healthy. I mean, you can have something that's fresh that's not necessarily going to be low in calories.
Likewise, you can have something that's organic that's not necessarily low in calories. Still, public preferences are changing. Customers are telling the fast food industry that fast is no longer enough. They want their food fresh, healthy, and even organic. You can see it in the proliferation of new good-for-you chains, Healthy Bites Grill and Health Express. And you can see it in the reaction of McDonald's, Wendy's, Taco Bell, and other fast food giants. McDonald's recently started serving a new line of salads and low-fat yogurt, and it's entered a licensing agreement with Fresh City. McDonald's now runs 6 Fresh City outlets. What's more, McDonald's is phasing out the use of antibiotics in its meat and trans fatty acids in its fried foods. Slowly but surely, the fast food chains are changing their menus, and the nation's food chain as well. Before, it didn't matter so much what kinds of ketchup, cheese, and buns McDonald's bought from its suppliers. Now it does, according to O'Natural's Gary Hirschberg.
When I look at who now has launched into organic in the last few years, it's brands like Frito-Lay, Heinz, Kraft. I assure you, these folks are not coming to organic because they've suddenly had a religious experience. This is because consumers are asking for this stuff. We're all reading labels.
Organics is now a $13 billion a year industry. It's almost tripled in size in the past 3 years. And Hirschberg says the future is just as bright.
I think that there's no question that we're going to spawn a whole generation here of these restaurants. But as companies like O'Naturals grow, we will force McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's to come more to us. And frankly, they're here. You'll see them walking through taking pictures, and we welcome them.
But they may have to stand in line. The average O'Naturals restaurant makes more money than the average McDonald's. If the trend continues, Hirschberg and his O'Naturals chain could, one day, eat McDonald's lunch. For Living on Earth, I'm Bruce Gellerman.
In the interest of full disclosure, one of the subjects of the Healthy Fast Food story is the CEO of Stonyfield Farm, an underwriter of Living on Earth. Our story was independently edited by Ken Bader.